Hey folks, welcome to the show. As you may have already guessed, today we're joined by longtime friend of the show, Micah Summersmith. Now before we get to asking Micah a bunch of deep and personal questions, do we have anything we need to talk about?
I have some stuff to talk about. First off, the title origin. This came from the boards. Congratulations to James for his recent retirement. That's really awesome. Your post resulted in this title, this What to Say and How to Say It. And that's pretty cool, I thought. It's a great title, I think, really.
Was that his post about philosophy and ecology and everything? Did that come from that? Yes. There's a richness of material here. One could approach it by talking about philosophy or ecology or scientism or theology or aesthetics or so many other things. And it's an important discussion, still inaccessible to the mainstream. The only question is what to say and how to say it.
Yeah.
That feels like I'm reminded, no shade, but I'm reminded a little bit of Jim Tyrell's would-be novelist who's like, I'm going to write this novel. The only question is what to say and how to say it. Like, oh, wait, that's all of it. If you don't have those, you don't actually have right. anything. But I hope that the James Owens comes up with some intriguing things to say and interesting ways to say them.
Yeah, and submits them to Songfight. So
yeah. I got to say, okay, guys, I got to say, the whole drive thing, the cars, like,
Okay,
one, I had never heard the song, but two, I listened to the song, and it's like, okay, sure, it's a similar contour, but the fact that, like, everybody piled on, like, I don't know, it's, you know, whatever. Clearly, there's something that people were hearing that I was not.
So it's not just that it was the same melody. It was the same melody. It was the same intonation. It was the same chord progression behind the melody.
But in the rhythm was different. It's like one, two, na da 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 da, versus one, ba da 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 da. Like there's a whole, the rhythm in the first half is different. It's, you know.
I can't believe we're talking about this.
Yeah. God, I hate that song. Can we talk about how terrible that Cars song is?
I mean, the only Cars knowledge that I had was just what I needed. And so I was like, okay, I'll listen to this Cars song. It'll probably be a cool, like, upbeat, poppy, rock, high-energy thing. And then it's like, well, what is this? This is the same band? So it's like, if you like that kind of thing, sure. I thought that if you agree that the melodies are similar, I thought that James Owens did it better.
I can't believe we're talking. This was a whole goddamn week ago. Ancient history. So long ago. I can't even remember anything about it. So long ago. A whole week. So yeah.
Yeah, the way that he changed the end of the melody is
so
more satisfying and I think
great.
Better.
It was distractingly, obviously, like something else, and it took me out of the song. That's the only thing that matters. If something is, and it didn't take you out of the song because you weren't familiar with the song, but for me, it's kind of like as if it was just it cut and pasted out of that other song, and that was distracting. Other than that, I had a lot of nice things to say about that song, but that was that. My experience of the song was different than yours. I wasn't looking for something to gun down the song. It was just like, oh wait, this is the Cars, and that's what took me out of it. So again, can't believe we're talking about it, but there we go. All right. So okay, I'm gonna derail this part of the conversation and go into some other things that I wanted to talk about. Songfight Live is gonna be in your neck of the woods, Micah.
It is. Yeah. I'm going to be also singing in a choral thing that same weekend, and I'm going to have rehearsals. There are rehearsals scheduled Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then the concert is Sunday. And so I think what I'm going to be able to do is skip the Friday rehearsal and then probably just show up late to Songfight on Saturday. But I'm going to try to be there. It's going to be exciting. I've been in on a little bit of the planning with Owl and with Manhattan Glutton. But Owl is really the one taking charge, and she should be commended. She's already done. I mean, she's secured the venue and everything. She's really jumped into it. So I'm super excited because it's not something that I think I would be able to justify traveling across the country for at this stage in my life. But I'm very excited that I'm going to be able to do it now.
So, Micah, one thing I wanted to ask you that I don't think we've ever actually discussed is how did you get into Songfight and maybe into amateur music in general?
Okay, so the second question is much bigger than the first, which is that I started writing songs as in middle school or high school. I took piano lessons as a kid. I played in the school band. It was really, this will surprise nobody, but it was the band They Might Be Giants that I got really into and that made me realize that I could write songs because they were writing the kinds of songs that it was like, oh, that's something that if I was a songwriter, I'd be interested in these things and I would want to write songs about these. And suddenly I was given permission.
Quick interjection. What came first, the accordion or the TMBG for you?
The TMBG came first.
So you learned accordion maybe because, partly anyway, John Linnell or no?
Yes. I had started learning guitar, and in high school, I went into the little store that I bought my guitar strings from, and they had an accordion there. So here's the thing. If They Might Be Giants did not exist, like I might not have pursued songwriting, really, or, you know, who knows? Who knows? ? But even if they had, like, if I was really into them and they didn't have the accordion, like, when I saw that accordion, I probably still would have bought it. And, like, since then, I'm really into, like, all kinds of folk music from all over the world. So I actually do a program of accordion music from around the world. So I've done it like at libraries, and I've done it for like senior citizens groups. So I do a little bit of like, here's the history of the accordion, and like it developed in Germany. Here's a German tune that I'll play. And then it's like, then the other leading accordion place was Italy. Here's an Italian tune. Like, you know, it went to South America. Here's a tango. It went to Louisiana. Here's a Zydeco piece. And I don't mean physically traveling there, but I just mean learning music from those areas. So that's that whole thing that you got me derailed on. But a song fight. So I was writing songs. I grew up in Northwest Ohio, and in high school, a friend and I would go to an open mic, a Friday evening open mic at this coffee shop. And one of the regular performers there was Josh Woodward.
Oh, wow. That rings a big bell for me, yeah. He did some amazing stuff.
He's like a song fight heavyweight. He's like one of the highest win ratios, and he's just incredible. But I actually did not know that I didn't know about song fight, and I actually discovered song fight later, and I don't even remember how. It was maybe I was in college, and MC Frontalot performed at my college, so I saw him perform. And then I think, like, sort of researching him, I found out that he had done this weird online thing. And then as I was looking through, I saw Josh Woodward's name, and I was like, wait, oh, that's cool. And, like, all these songs that I had heard him play live and that I had, like, gotten, you know, gone to his website and listened, like, oh, these were Songfight songs. He wrote these for this weird thing. So I did a couple, under my previous name, Micah Summer. That's why my username is Micah Summer. I got married, and my wife and I combined our names. So now I'm Micah Summer Smith, but I was too lazy to get a new account or anything or change my username. So there are two not very good songs on Songfight as Micah Summer and then Micah Summer Smith. There's like 20 of them, and I've won two of them. One of them was like, oh, yeah, this is in the bag, because it was dad joke. And it was like directly exactly how I won Spintoons 14 is this, like, this was presented to me like, here you go, Micah. This is exactly what you excel at. So I just waltzed in and I'm like, why, yes, indeed. And then Zero Gravity was a little bit of a surprise that I won that one. But this is the first one with my piano, which is the same old piano that you hear on this one. It was a pleasant surprise to win that one. I really enjoy it. I would be writing songs otherwise, but this is a really great motivator, and it stretches me in ways, I wouldn't think to write a song about that or what have you. So yeah, it's been great. I've really enjoyed it. I think it was the MC Frontalot, seeing him in college and then learning about his history. I think that's how I got to Songfight.
Apparently, there was a dark time in Songfight's history right after MC Frontalot blew up, where every song submitted to Songfight was nerdcore. And there was just a massive amount of nerdcore on Songfight.
Let's specify. Everything other than the Frontalot stuff was mostly bad nerdcore, though, with some notable exceptions. Yeah, but
you lived through that era, so I was not aware at that time. So
I did. Actually, I got into sort of following Songfight before Frontalot. It was Frankie Bigface, actually, who got me into it. You know, back for a long, long time, I was always kind of like looking for different weird music. And often enough, like I'd go into used record stores and look for compilation albums full of bands that I'd never heard of before. And I'd listen to those, and you know, you'd buy them for 50 cents and you'd take them home and there'd be zero good songs on it, so you'd lost 50 cents. But if you found one or two that you really liked, then you'd be way into it. Anyhow, when the internet came around and you know, started dominating, I was into a website called GarageBand.com, which was before Apple's GarageBand, I think. And didn't have anything to do with Apple and was not associated with Apple. Frankie Bigface, I heard some of his stuff on there, and it brought me to Songfight, really. Then, you know, then Songfight was like this regular infusion of new, weird, quirky, interesting music. So that's even how I got into it at all. And that was ages and ages and ages ago. You know, and of course, MC Frontalot did stuff as MC Frontalot, which was excellent. But he also did great stuff with the Milwaukee Youth Center Choir, which is not a Milwaukee Youth Center Choir.
But I think I've heard a few of those.
Yeah, it's an awesome, awesome stuff that he put in there. And I think some more, too, that are kind of escaping my brain. But they did some great songs for Red Robot, Bad Dreams, just great stuff. Anyhow, digression.
So last fight... two hits, Berkeley Social Scene. Maybe that was a little bit surprising. I forget who we wanted to win last time.
I was unable to imagine any universe in which anyone other than Vowel Sounds won. So I was very surprised.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was very good. I mean, there were a lot of really, really good songs I liked. Like, just taking a look at it now, I'm on that webpage, and like everything, the top 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, the top six are ones that I could easily imagine winning. So yeah, I guess Berkeley Social Scene just pulled it out.
Yeah, I was pleased that Paco Del Stanco got as many votes as he did, because I thought that song was really, really great.
Yeah.
And I don't want to cast shade. Congratulations to Berkeley Social Scene. Not my favorite of the fight, not my favorite of theirs, but a solid song.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. But they're not going to win the how to say or what to say and how to say it fight, because they're not in the what to say and how to say it fight, which Indeed. Is very unusual. And
most of them are doing at least something over at Narayan, right?
That's true, but so is Paco Del Stanco. So he's pulling ahead again.
He's not human, right? He's a songwriting algorithm connected to an electric guitar and amplifier, and somebody just presses a button and suddenly there are 50 Paco Del Stanco songs, right? That's my understanding.
Yeah. It might be a superhero with the amazing power of not only musical talent but also obsessive compulsion that forces him to submit to absolutely every fight, which and all the better for it, I guess.
A couple years ago, he, like, quote, retired from Songfight. Like, I remember there was the Auld Lang Syne fight. It was the end of, like, 2017 or something, 2016 maybe. And he's like, oh, great to win this one. This is kind of my swan song. I'm out, guys.
I think it's competitive. You know, Berkeley Social Scene caught up with him.
Yeah, in terms of number of songs.
And, yeah, I think it was 20. He submitted to every fight of 2016, and then Auld Lang Syne was January of 2017, and then he did take a break until August of 2018, but he's been hammering away at it since then. It looks like every single fight since August of last year. The man cannot be stopped.
And now he's got enough of a little lead there that he can take a month break if he feels like it. Not that I hope he doesn't. I mean, that's the thing. Him and Berkeley social scene, he's got a little bit of leeway. Well, Micah, you decided not to do Nurein this year. Was that a scheduling thing, or what sort of a deal was that?
Yeah, a little bit. It's just really intense, and we're doing some traveling that would be over during that period, and I just had a pretty big concert with the choir I sing in, and my secret plan was then to, like, you know, swoop in to Songfight when there are only like three people submitting and win all of them, except I actually don't have a song for this upcoming fight, so that's not working out too well.
That's a shame, because I hear you have an in with the judges. So, well, is there more we should talk about before we launch into the actual songs, the reviews?
I don't think so. Let's launch right into it.